وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال: كنت أصلي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلوات، فكانت صلاته قصدا وخطبته قصدا. رواه مسلم. Studying this chapter, that especially our nafal ibadat we should do with moderation. And as explained yesterday in the hadith, it comes when we feel sleepy, then we should sleep away, and when we are fresh, we should make our ibadat. But we also must keep in mind that if we normally, when we are on our cell phone, then we are wide awake for hours and hours. And the minute we take Quran Sharif, we start feeling sleepy. So it doesn't mean just little bit sleepy. So we put the Quran Sharif away, and now we say when we feel fresh, we will make ibadat. And then we go on the cell phone, and for 2-3 hours, then we don't feel sleepy. Now we should endure a little bit. It comes in the Quran Sharif, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. And when you are finished with your other work, then make Allah's ibadat. And in the word fansab means ibadat, in which you can feel the strain. Not just when you are light and fresh, but you feel the strain, so much ibadat you should make of Allah Ta'ala. Other places also it comes that we should endeavor and stress ourselves in the ibadat of Allah. Not only when we are just fresh, and the minute we feel a little sleepy, and any small excuse for jamaat namaz, for anything, then we say, no, I can't manage today. But for other things, then we have enough time. So for our nafal ibadat also, we should devote ourselves. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Abdullah, Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that, قال كنت أصلي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوات. I read or performed many namazes with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And what I found of the namazes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, فَكَانَتْ صَلَاتُهُ قَصْدًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's namazes were not too long, not too short. They were moderate. وَخُطْبَتُهُ قَصْدًا. And his khutbas, his bayans also, were not too long, not too short. And as we read in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the imam, also was very considerate of the musallis, the congregation. If he just feared that any person is finding it difficult, finding it hard, especially the weak, the sickly, the old, then accordingly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should shorten his namaz also. In the beginning of Islam, women also used to come for namaz. And when he used to hear the cries of the babies, then also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should shorten his namaz. So that is also a great consideration, where on the one side we are taught which surahs to read, etc. Which surahs in Fajr and Zohar, which surahs in Asr, etc., Maghrib, Isha, that should be also kept in mind. And also it should be kept in mind that the congregation also, and according to the various occasions, the namaz should be, it shouldn't be too long that the people get tired. It shouldn't be too short that it is against the sunnat recitation. All the namazes we should try and maintain the sunnat recitation also. This hadith teaches us that leaders should be moderate in leading communal activities in cognizance of those who are of weak temperament. So those who are in a leading position, who are the muqtada, the leaders, they should consider the people who are under them. Shouldn't make it too difficult for them. Make mayans which are very long and neither very short also. But should consider the people and should do it accordingly. The statement of Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu was based on extensive experience, because he stated by Allah, I've performed more than 2,000 sada with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what he meant to say is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's namazes, bayans were not too long and neither were they too short. This wasn't based on just one or two times of making namaz with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he says about 2000 namazes I made with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moderate in this narration means that his salah and sermons, bayans, were perfectly performed with all the necessary sunan, without excessive lengthening or shortening. That is, the sunnah also must be kept in mind and consider the people as well. However, narrators state that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes shorten the salah and khutbah out of mercy and compassion for the ill and weak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in all his matters very considerate of other people. As he could impart a comprehensive message with a few words, his sermons were perfectly paced for the audience to derive maximum benefit therefrom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with one great miracle from Allah Ta'ala, Jawami'ul Kilam, Kanim. That is, that he used to, his talks were concise but filled with a lot of meaning. And in a few words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the great art and blessed by Allah Ta'ala that he could say a lot of things in a few words. There was no need for him to exert himself in order to speak eloquently. Just naturally Allah Ta'ala had made the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be few, but they had great, great meaning. So, in any case, there is a great teaching for us also, and for especially those people who give bayans, who perform namaz, etc., that it shouldn't be too long, that it is difficult on the people, neither should it be too short, and neither should it be against the sunnah. The sunnah should also be maintained. Like for example, on a Friday Fajr, Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar, which are together a bit long, but we should endure that. The Imam should read it also, and the Musallis also should endure. Not that we just want short surahs. For example, we say Fajr, we are very tired, so only Wal Asrin Inna Atayna. That also will not be correct. And to read very long also, like one supara in a rakat or half a supara, that also will not be correct. So we should maintain the sunnah and the criteria of being not too long and not too short is not our own personal whims and fancies and what we think, but it is what is from the hadith according to that. And we all should mold ourselves to try and come on that pattern, not just what we like, but what is taught to us in the Quran and Hadith. May Allah make our whole deen come according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with happiness and with eagerness we try and follow that, and not that we become slaves of our own whims and fancies, and for deeni matters that we get very quickly tired. But for dunya things, then we have ample time for that. To go and watch one soccer match, watch one cricket match, 5 days World Cup, a test match, then we don't find it hard. But when it comes to deeni matters, small things are too hard for us. So that should not be the case. We should make our temperament and nature that of deen and live according to that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Today is the first of Zulhijjah, and the ibadat of all things are very great. Roza sawabs are equal to 1 year's roza. That means one roza of these 9 days is equal to 360 days roza. So we should take the courage to keep. Each night's ibadah is equal to Laylatul Qadr. That is 1,000 months, and 1,000 months are 30,000 nights. So each night's ibadah is more than 30,000 nights' ibadah. And if we just make our Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, we get the whole night's ibadah sawab. And there are many more things that we can do very easily, small things by which we can gain great reward. Let us not be unmindful of these great 10 days which are here, and after that the Qurbani. Let us apply ourselves properly and take the maximum benefit.